Mishami Brachos Daf Samach. Mishnah says, New Perek, Mishnah, Ketzav Mevorkim. Ketzav Mevorkim ala Peros. Mishnah says, what bracha do you make on Peros? Assuming, of course, this is Akdoma, the Rambam says that they already understood the halacha requirement to make brachas, but what is the bracha that you make on Peros? So Mishnah says, Peros Ilan Omer, Barapia Eitz, Chutz Mna Yayin. Say bari pitz except for wine. Shayayin yomer bari pri agafin. Wine is bari pri agafin. We'll see. The Chazal will explain that yain is chashuv and mamela requires a separate bracha, not so much in its creation, but in fact that we have given chishivus mitihok chashivuso kavaloi bracha bifnei atzma. We cannot pass. That's what the lashon of the lashon of the charedim. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah, like I said, when Mishnah says Ketzav Mevorkim, it doesn't tell us, like, why. It just says that the halakha is that we should. So, the Pnei Moshe says, the Svaru Shem Mevorkim al Anen, and Yishol Yenom Elam Azeb Lebracha. It's a simple Svara that we, that a person should make a bracha, you mean, not if in this world, but you make a bracha would be appropriate. So, that's step number one. Step number two is, which of the brachas should we make? What is the correct bracha? Again, a bar peretz chutz me yayin shayayin omer yayin is kosher, and it makes a separate bracha. Alei peretz aretz omer fruit on the ground, things that grow on the ground. Someone says that the his halacha is you make bar peretz adama, except for chutz me apas, except it comes from wheat, and yet it which is grown on the ground, but you don't make a bar peretz adama, but rather apas omer mochi lechem in aretz again because it's kosher, and the and we gave it a separate bracha, the different than we would give something else, we would make a bracha, give this extra kashivas, so it requires, even though it's the min, it's a min of an adama, we talk about the idea that it's considered a bracha kashuva, it's an adavar kashuv, if we have its own bracha of amotzi lechem min haaretz. Hayirakos omer on vegetables, bar pri adama, you say bar pri adama, Rabbi Yehuda omer, that bari minei d'shaim. Where it says that you go ahead and you on halakas that you go ahead and you create mina adashim. It's the not just the bracha stam of adama, which is a general bracha bari pri adama. Rather, Haredim explains the boy heker bracha l'chol mevimin in much more specific bracha, not a general rule but specific. So you talk about the fruits in the ground, the things that are growing. So it's a very wide range. If it says things that are the green things that would come, those are things from that considered type of vegetables, that's considered in the green family, so then we say bari minei d'sham, because that's more specific than things that are not simple, not of the green, regular vegetables, but other types of things. Some say less chashuv ones. There, the halacha is would be clearly if you would agree that you make a bari pri adama that you make only on those on your rakos. Says the Mishnah, "Ketzav Mevorkim ala Peros." Mishnah says, "You make a bracha ala Peros." So the Gemara wants to know what is the basis of this svara. Where do we see it from? What is the basis of this halacha? So the Mishnah says, "The Gemara says, Ksiv, Hashem Alatzim Loya Tevu Yoshviva belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu." So the whole world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so how could a person therefore partake? If I nena klum in olam, mayal achi yeti olam mitzvah. So a person who goes ahead is nena from this world. Anything at all you consider moil, it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're moil behektish. You're taking away something that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yehova mila. Except, make the bracha, that's the dover aheter. That's the thing that mizmater this is the halacha that the Rosh seems to say that it's based upon a pasuk. It's a tzivui. It's a tzivui that you have to make this bracha. Yeah, that the we allow it to eat. She had two law mitzvah. So the Rosh Shlua explains a mitzvos matiros lo achila. The mitzvos, the bracha that you make. These are things that are matu you allow you to go ahead and make so that's the tzivah, the words that you say the bracha you say is the davar aheter, that allows you to eat is with Mefarshim explain. Amar Rabavu, Ksiv, another pasuk. Ben Tikdash, Hamleya, Zera, Asher Tizra, Tevua, Sakerem. The pasuk that we have in Chumash that talks about the Indian of Kerem, the Indian of the person planting Kalayim, plant seeds, Tizra, Tevua, Sakerem. The halacha is you can't mix them together. So it says, Ha'ilam Kulo, Maloya, Sakerem. The whole world and its completion are like a vineyard. Mara says, which means that you can't us, it's asidia until that time. Until that time they can't, you're not to use, it's initrivai. You can't use them until you have the fourth year that you're allowed to use it. Just like those things are us and they become mutter, so my pidyono is the pidyon of those things is bracha. The pidyon of those things is the bracha. Same idea. These things are usr. And when you're bracha, you're mate the bracha to allow you to eat. So like it was something would be awesome. It's like something would be considered actish. You wouldn't be able to eat it until the zman that it's allowed to eat it, until the time that you're allowed to. So mele, it's arla until it's the time of the fourth year you're allowed to eat it. Mele, therefore, it's the same halacha. It's the pidyon of the fruit that allows you to eat is the bracha. Is the bracha. So the Gemara says the. That's another thing. That's the second makor we see by making a bracha. Third bracha, Lamar Sef Kisbein Yemiyah, B'Shem Rav, B'Shem Yishma Melakish. Amat L'Hashem, Hashem, Ato, Ato Vasi Balalecha. So you all said, Hashem, you're my master. Tovasi, my good is on you. Imachal Tavrach. If you went ahead and you ate and you made a bracha, then Kash Bracha says, fine. Then Tovasi Alecha. Kav Yachol Ke'ilu Mishalcha Achal. That's as if it belongs to you. In other words, the same idea that the food belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech is a pasuk in Tehillim. David HaMelech is saying that you consider HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that considers you as my master. What does it mean, my master? Because this thing belongs to me. And when you go ahead and you make a bracha over it, so then it becomes yours. You become a master, become a baal over it. You become as if it's yours. The Yilisha Chalta Baruch Hu, Hashem Li Shashu, Tavasi Lecha, nothing else, Laksik Tuva, nothing else that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants more than the brachos. So when you give the bracha, it becomes yours. Like a bracha gives it over to you, you become the master, you become the owner of the things that you're going to eat. The Gemara says that's it. So the Gemara said this is the way the Gemara explains the pasuk. The third source, the pasuk in Tehillim, where it's a requirement for bracha. So the Gemara says another drasha, davaraka, another way to learn the pasuk, tovasi bal olecha. What does it mean, goodness bal olecha? What does that mean? Valani tovasi begufa. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to go ahead and use and destroy and eat up all the Tovasi Begufach and the Guf. I'm going to use up all the Tovasi Beguf. What does the Lashon of the Pasuk explain? The Lashon Bila Kol Mashay Skaim Muzman Habi Begufach, that this food you're eating spends time in your body, it stays in your body. So it's Gufa and just Balea into you, absorbs into your Guf. So Matavaraka, Tovasi Balalaka. That all the goodness that I gave you, that I have, will put together and will come unto you. Same ideas. Again, all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's payers, all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's things that he has in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to David. Melech says HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to David. Make a bracha and it becomes yours. And it all comes from that. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu has is good. And he gives us the good, he gives it to you. When it says another pasuk, I'm going to explain the pasuk. My left, third, another way to dash in this pasuk. What's bal olecha? Maybe tova ala olam ibal decha. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to David, I don't bring any good to the world without you. Without you, kamadatamana. Just like you say, ibal decha la yaram yishes yodit. Without you, nobody can lift his hand. And, which means again, what? Without Kadosh Baruch Hu, which means that the said that the. This is a lesson by Pasuk, by Yosef. I said, that Paro said to Yosef, he pointed him after he interpreted the dream, that no one's going to be allowed to lift his hand without permission. You will be the ruler of everything. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving you all the rights to the world, all the things I'm giving you, all the tova, all the goodness. It all comes because of David HaMelech, because of David HaMelech's Tehillim, David HaMelech's beautiful tefillos, and it comes, it's for you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to you. David HaMelech gave it to David HaMelech as a reward for all that he did, for the tefillos and the dedication that he had to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Gemara says that that's the way Gemara explains. Another way, so we have so far three different pshatim, sources to explain the brachos, where we knew a chayvah brachos. Then Gemara sidetracked with some drashas on the pasuk in Tehillim. Gemara says, another pasuk, another kaddish, the fourth one is done in Rav Chiya, kaddish ilulim. the fourth year, it should all be considered Kodesh. Malamed shetoan bracha lefanam lach. You have to have a bracha before and after. Person can eat anything until he makes a bracha. What does it mean before and after? Talking about when a person plans. So we know that the first 3 years is aser, then you're allowed to eat it. And then afterwards, it gets considered orla, and then afterwards, you're allowed to eat it the fourth year. And then it becomes considered again, it's considered mutter. So you see that the iser becomes mutter, becomes eventually praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bringing up the fruit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So my mail is the same idea, Shaton Baruch Lefanam, because the bracha before and afterwards. So you see that over here, we learn from here that no one can eat anything without any bracha. Just like by eating like netter revai, halach is you go ahead, you're allowed to eat it. So too, we learn from there, all fruits that eventually be that are usher to a person without a bracha become mutter to a person when he makes the bracha. Becomes two. You have to have a fun of lach or a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. We learn both lishonos, that both of them have to be mutter. You need two brachas, before and after. Gemara says, so we have four sources where we see you have the chuyav bracha. Gemara wants to know, what about other halachos of mitzvahs, different types of brachas? Once went to the store. Gemara says they went to check on the scales and the weights of the people to see what the if they're being honest, to see how they're conducting their business. They went to see of how they conduct how they can deal, how you provide the sales. And there was Bezdin appointed them, according to the Charedim, appointed people that they would go ahead and make to go to the stores and to check and to see if people are being honest. And these are the people that went, and they went to check. And they saw that everything was correct. When it says, Chagi jumped up and made a bracha. Where it says the mitzvah that they just did, the mitzvah that they allowed people to go ahead and use the correct weight, they were honest in the scales and the weights that they used. So they were ready to make a bracha. So he jumped up and said to make a bracha. The bracha would be, that's what the Charedim says, an actual bracha on this mitzvah that they were able to do, to provide this honesty. This honesty to their people who are doing their storekeepers. You acted correctly. All mitzvahs require bracha, and what you did was a mitzvah, and it requires a bracha like any other mitzvahs, birchas and mitzvahs. And if what they did was correct, And he says the same idea. So why don't we do that? So the Charedim brings down, he's Matzasi Rabbeinu Eliyahu, the really bad Sam, every mitzvah requires a bracha. How will an Ogu came? Some we do, some we don't. Very complicated sugya is why some brachas require, some mitzvahs do get a bracha, some don't. See, the halacha is that we need mitzvahs, we prove the mitzvahs tunas brachas. Everything, you cannot be nana from something in this world. You can't be doing a mitzvah without a bracha. So the question is of Rashbaz and Arichas as to why some brachas receive, have a chiyuv bracha, and some mitzvahs have a chiyuv bracha, some don't. Why is it here? This particular mitzvah, they jumped up to go ahead into metaking the mitzvah, to make a bracha on this mitzvah that they did. Okay. Says the Gemara, that the menagical mitzvah term, what are we talking know that from? That all the brachas, mitzvahs, brachas, and the choir, we're talking about Mishem Kahana, Elazar, that no chalukos have ever a Torah, mitzvahs for a mitzvah, hikesh tola mitzvah, ma Torah to una bracha, a mitzvah to una bracha. Since we have the pasuk that says that we connect Torah and mitzvah, the Torah says a Torah va mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah and the mitzvahs, so one pasuk, one after the other. So just like we know, you can't learn Torah in another Raisa, because the Torah is the Raisa we already had earlier, that it's a Chi of the Raisa to learn without a bracha is Aser, and it's a mitzvah the Raisa to make those brachas. So therefore, just like over there, by Torah it's mitzvah bracha, and we put together the mitzvah of mitzvahs, so therefore mitzvahs also require a bracha as well. Bracha as well. Again, what's the concept? The concept is is that you're going ahead and you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's giving you the opportunity to do mitzvahs. Therefore, that is a mitzvah that is something that should require bracha. It should require bracha. Where do we know that your Torah requires a bracha? It says in the Pasuk, the Chayim break down, the Gemara says, and Rabban says, and then Rabban actually Rabban in his Sefer HaSagas al Rambam wants to know why, when the Rambam lists the 248 mitzvahs say, why doesn't he include this mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah, which, as we said, the Gemara of Darshins and Perek Mishamesu, that it's a, from the Pasuk of Havukol Akenu, that it requires a bracha, Midaraisa, that it needs a bracha. So if it needs a bracha, it should be one of the mitzvahs that say, it's one of the questions that the Ramban has on the Rambam. Whereas Mishnah continues, it says, you make a bari priya eights on the fruit. So the Gemara says, if Yochanan nisav zeso berichu von akarav, Yochanan once took an olive and made a bracha before and after. Made a bracha before, and he made a bracha, a bracha's main shalosh, he made a bracha afterwards, and alamichya. So the Gemara says, the Vavi Rab Chia bar Vayavistakalev, Rab Chia was looking at him, couldn't understand. But Baal Yilam Vistakali, Babylonian, why are you looking at me? What are you staying at me? Look what I do wrong. Let's look at culture, my minch, Shevetam, Bracha, Lefan, Rakhrab. Don't you hold that something that is from the Shivas Minim, and here this was an olive, one of the Shivas Minim, requires a bracha and requires Allah Eitz Velayz, requires you can't make a bar in the fashos, but you have to make you should make Allah Eitz, like you make Allah Eitz Velayz, pre Eitz. So obviously, when he looked at him in amazement, he held that you should make a bar in the fashos. So that it's not proper to make an ala eitz, but he said, no, don't you hold that the zayin minim require an ala mikya, require a bracha to make a thing, isn't required that, therefore, so what's the kasha that he made? He requires a bracha before and afterward. Someone says that he was in style. Why is this done? So he said, because this is one of the shiva minim, and this is how we do it. This is what I do it. So what was the kasha? What was his havim? What was his reason why he was questioning? So he said because he assumed that anytime you eat something afterwards, if you're not washing, you're not benching, so you make it burn the fashos. Why should this be any different? And he said, no, halach is that we make a bracha, and it's a big machlokes rishonim as to when it's considered to have a complete shivas minim has to be a complete one. If you eat part of it, a piece of it, it's not the same thing. So he brings down a machlokes rishonim. So it could be some say that's lumpshat over in the Gemara, that he didn't have a whole zayis, he had a piece of it. So therefore, he said if you make only a piece of it, you're not. He's looked at him, why did you make a bracha? Because the Chia Barvot said that it should be considered a bar nefashos there, only if you have a complete one. But he said, even if you don't make a complete one, you make a bracha akorain on it. This is a machlokes rishonim. Machlokes the Rif and Rambam and Tosis, and the Charedim brings down in the Arichas that the proper thing is that the Kenneth Lemmer B'Shalim said the Kifin Shadav Safik Toshes Zara Echol Briya Shlema Levada Pukha Messiah. The right thing is to eat less than the Messiah, so that you don't avoid the Shaila of a Bracha Akorina, to which Bracha Akorina you should make, because the Messiah you would enter into the Shaila, into the Machlokes as to whether it's a Brain of Fashos or an Al Eitz. Says the Gemara. Gemara says, when he saw, after this, told him that this is the way he did it, it's like, Gemara says, Itaka held, halacha is that one of the Shaibin Itaka do that. So if Itaka make a held, if you agree to it, that a Shiva meaning bracha, a Shiva meaning fruit, you make a bracha, you make an ala eitz, so what was his, so what was the kasha? What was the brother? Machikale. What was troubling him that obviously he agreed to it? One says because it's small amount. The olive has a big pit, and the olive's pit reduces the amount that you can eat. Therefore, the whole thing is less than a shear, less than a kazayas. It's less than a kazayas. Mamela, you don't make an alayitz. You have to have a shear for that. You have to have a shear kazayas. And therefore, that was his taina. And therefore, you don't need a bracha akarav because it's you don't need a bracha akarav. We make a burn nefeshos, but you don't need an ala eitz because that would only be that would only be if he ate the shear, the kazayas. So in other words, it wasn't that he was complaining. His taina was that I don't agree that on shiva midim you make a bracha, make ala eitz. Of course, you make you make an ala mikdim, ala eitz, ala pri eitz on the shiva midim. But the thing is, only when you have the shear. But when it's less than a kazayas, which he felt over here, you're supposed to make a what do you call it? Okay. Says the Gemara. So the question is now, that's such a good taina, and now we understand why he was surprised, why Rav Chiya was surprised, why he was concerned about what Rav Yochanan did. But from what I say, now we want to know the other way around. Doesn't Rav Yochanan hold that if you have a pit that reduces the size of the thing, it's less than a kazayas? So what was his avmina? Why did he make aleitz for pre-eitz? He should not have done it. However, Rav Yochanan, what did Rav Yochanan do? It's a good kasha. So Mar says mishum b'riya. Mar says no. What he did was he made it because it was a complete briya. It was created this way. In other words, it was not. May have been less than kazayas. But it was the says the Pnei Moshe Klamabriya Shiny Velom Shir Kazayas El Bedavashen Rabriya Gatich Achas Midavasholim. You take a piece and you cut a piece of it. So that's not a Davasholim yet. You have to have a Shir Kazayas. But something that is created that way. This is the creation that it was created this way. It was the olive was created this size. It's a full olive. So even though Lamaisa you threw out the pit after you eat it. But Lamaisa, this is Davasholim. Davasholim, you don't need a kazayas. You can make a bracha krona, an alamik, an alayitz, or pi'etz on the Davar, on the Davar Beria, something that's created this way, kabriyaso, even though it does not have the correct share. That is the way the Pnei Moshe learns the Gemara, and the Chareidim has a different mahalik in the back and forth of what the machlekes was. Gemara says, Mutzer Rav Yochanan, Amra, this is Maisa with Rav Yochanan. Person ate one piece of a grape, of a piece of a pomegranate. Gemara says that he didn't have a shear. She'll tell him about same idea. But if you have a grape that's small, but it's the created that way, it's a small grape. It grew that way, so even though it's less than a kazayas, a rimo with less than a kazayas. Since Lamaisa, it's created that way. It's a berry of a thing, Atzma. It's the way it was created, even though the Shia Kesayis is not Nogeya. And we don't look at that according to Rav Yochanan. And therefore, we make a bracha, eight to all creates on that, even though it's less than the Shia Kesayis. The Shaila is how we pass the Halacha. Seems to be a quantitosis of Machlik is probably Yerushalmi. As to exactly what the Pesach is over here. Tosis seems to paskin that that we're talking about a case where he ate the kazayas, he ate the whole olive with the pit, so it was a kazayas. If you count it together, it was a kazayas. So therefore, by nechalami less a kazayas, he won't do. But the Bavli doesn't seem to agree with that, and the halacha therefore would be that you make a bracha krona, dover beria, you make it, and it's a shaila, as we said in the Rishayim. And Mamela, therefore, the Ramah brings down, Mishnah Berurah brings down the Shitas Rashba that we said that it's better for a person to eat less than a shear kazayas, so you don't have a bracha, less than a shear, don't eat the whole pit. Then the luck is, if you eat less than a kazayas, then in the Qalam you would make a burn of fashos, you would not make a ala eitz, is the way it seems to be shukun al paskins like the Bavli and not like the Yerushalmi. Okay, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that the Mishnah says chutz meyayin. Yayin also is a separate bracha, requires a barapri guffin. Even though it grows and it's like on the trees, it's not, you don't make a barapri eitz. The Gemara says, yayin, kamanjo kamoshi, yayin when it's in its original state. You didn't dilute it yet with water, just in its original state. I'm a barapri eitz. You say barapri eitz because it's not yet yayin, you can't really drink it this way. So it was very strong, you couldn't drink it. So Mela, therefore, it remains in a state of a pear, of a fruit, of a prelates. You don't wash on it. You don't wash on it, your hands on it, which means that you you can't use it. The halakha was saying that this idea of the that we talk about, the yayin, that you want to go ahead and use it to consider it. As you for bread, the Gemara says only water you can use. You can't use yain or anything else for this time. Only water is roi. Zman shel mazik. When the wine is diluted, the barpa gavan alam yain. When you mix it with water, then you can make a barpa gavan, because now you could drink it because the floor is too strong. Now you could drink it. It's a mashke. And also, the mice said that it has water in it, and it's mostly water. So look, as you're able to wash your hands, use it to even wash your hands until you sit down. Where it says, this is very, if there's a chamayimim, ben chai ben mazik, bar priya gafen, but no yitlen yidayin all the time. You can go ahead and use it to wash your hands, whether it was diluted or not diluted, and you always make a bar priya gafen on it, even if it was not diluted yet. You still make a bar priya gafen, even though you really can't drink it, because in those days it was too strong for them to drink. I still only make a bar priya gafen. Mara says, Amar Rav Abba, Emo Mishum Ovd in Oakland. We go ahead and use it for the Sadayim. Mara says, we don't consider it as if you're Baltashkas. Now, what does that mean? Wine is for a purpose of drinking. So when you're using it for washing hands, a curry, you're wasting it. It's Baltashkas, you're wasting it. So Allah is not, Mara says, that's not considered. We don't consider it Oivlin and Oakland. We don't consider it Oivlin and Oakland. When you wash your hands with it, we don't consider it as you being mopsed, as you're losing it, as you're causing a loss. The one says that, therefore, so that's same halacha here, that he's telling you that the yayin, we hold like a sheet that holds, even whether it's mixed or not mixed, it can always be used as a liquid to wash your hands. Here's a dayim for that's a dvar mitzvah, that would be considered sufficient. That would be considered sufficient. You're not over any issue of ruining your baltashas or ruining the yayin. V'yakov azav v'shem ravo shem and zayis omer ala bar priyates. Make a bar priyates on shem and zayis. Now again, what's the pshat? Because we said before in the Mishnah that this is considered a fruit, and if it's considered a fruit, shem and zayis, you make a bar priyates. Because it's lamaisa, even though it was became into liquid, it turned into shemen zayis, olive oil, and as it went from the olive and it was pressed into olive oil, you still make a bar pH on it because it retains that level. Now this is hard to understand. Says the Rishla, even though it's not anymore in Arai, you don't see a fruit in Arai. Still, Akash Baruch created as a fruit. You make a bar priya gafen, even though it's now going to be ruined. It's going to be changed into. You're using it for liquid. It halacha is still in all. It still retains its level of chashav peira, chashav fruit. And therefore, you make the bracha of bari pri eitz when you eat it. Gemara says, "Amar Papi, Amar Chira Papi Kol Mekam Zera." When I see Amar Kain, we have a Mishnah says this. Chutz Minay Yain says different Yain. Shay Yain Om Bepeg Often. But Yain Lav Sachuk was Yain also just grapes that became into liquid. So you see that what that and Chutz Minay Yain means in a Kanavi that you can make a bracha. Look up my mom because of Yain. When it says Mishnah, says only except for Yain. Hashakot v'ampisha sokan anyway. And if the Mishnah only says chutz b'nei Yain, means anything else, all other things, because even though you soak your boy, you may press them into a liquid, when it's still considered the original state, it's still considered bari pi eitz, it does not change. Yain changes. Wine is a different chashivas. But other fruit, no matter what shape you put it in, no matter what you do to it, it still can be considered a fruit, and you still would be required to make a bari priya eitz on this fruit. We'll continue from here on tomorrow's daf.